Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at 3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Tuesday, July 14th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. There's enough data to have a solid 2020 projection and strategy, and Microsoft's two moves to watch. This is the Business of Tech. Let's talk marketplace. How is the market projected to do? Last week, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which is a group of 36 countries, issued its forecast for the U.S. through 2021. Their forecasts entirely depend on the severity of the coronavirus, and they offered two scenarios, bad and worse. Bad projects unemployment at 11.3% at the end of 2020, and the economy, measured by GDP, falls 7.3%. These are both declines larger than any post-World War II recession. The worse version assumes there's a second wave of coronavirus cases, and the year-end unemployment in that scenario is 12.9%, and GDP drops by 8.5%. Next, some Gartner data. Their latest forecast says IT spending will drop 7.3% from last year, although analysts predict it will recover faster and smoother than the overall economy. Hardest hit is devices, and in those projections, IT services fall by 6.8% in 2020. Moving on to Forrester, who's released analysis of leading SaaS vendors' performance over the past quarter. Their analysis, now indicating a much lower projected growth rate for revenues this year. Quarterly growth is normally in the 5 to 8% range, with annualized growth between 20 and 30%. It's now at 1 to 2% quarterly, which is 4 to 8% annualized. Finally, Apple, who's issued guidance that retail employees within closed stores should work from home, as well as indicated they are not anticipating full return to the office for their U.S. staff in 2020. Why do we care? Lots here. The projections are not good. However, this isn't about wallowing in bad projections. It's about what to take away. Recurring revenue is held up as the most resilient. That doesn't mean it's resistant to economic changes. Let's wrestle with projections as a whole. Unemployment is likely to get worse and the overall market worsen. IT will see it too, and even recurring revenue businesses will be hit. Most business operations will not return to pre-pandemic in 2020. That also allows you to place your bets and investments. Assume the disruption. Don't shake your fist at the sky. Instead, plan for it. The more you leverage the situation and knowledge, the more you can navigate it and be successful. Microsoft with two moves to discuss today. Microsoft and Citrix have announced a new level to their partnership, with Microsoft leveraging Citrix Workplace Portal as the, quote, preferred digital workspace solution, end quote, and Citrix is using Azure as its preferred cloud platform. The deal is not exclusive. This after Microsoft's continued investment in Windows Virtual Desktops, as well as continued investments in improving app development in the cloud. Meanwhile, the company released some information about its first major reorganization of 2021. That's their fiscal year, which started in July. There is a new Microsoft Consulting Services team, which is focused, quote, to do exciting things with our customers and win large deals that increase consumption of Microsoft's three clouds, end quote. The head of this group comes from Accenture. In case you weren't aware, the current Microsoft Services group is a 16,000-person consulting and support services team with a $6 billion P&L. Why do we care? I don't want to assume everyone listening knew Microsoft already had a sizable services organization. They do. It's generally focused on their largest customers, and this is a significant business for them. There isn't a short-term threat for anyone in the mid-market or SMB. Don't worry about Microsoft stealing your customer. However, it is something to project forward. As the management of the core infrastructure becomes more and more commoditized, there's a logical progression that puts the provider of the hardware in the position of managing it and providing all the support. I've discussed a possible Apple-managed service, and here you see all the pieces for a Microsoft version 2. It's why moving up the stack to business consulting is the smart move. This keeps you well ahead of any infrastructure worries in a projected future. I happen to think it's one that's coming. It's just a matter of how long. I'd also be remiss if I didn't talk about everything from the cloud. All of Microsoft's initiatives are about delivering everything from the cloud, from gaming to applications to the operating system. Everything is coming out of the cloud. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'm calling this week Awareness Week. If you're enjoying the content, here's a couple of easy things you can do right now that would help a great deal. First, write a review. Give us those 5 stars. Say how much you enjoy the show and share it on whatever podcatcher you're listening to, be it Apple, Google, Stitcher, or anything else. Second, share the content. Go ahead and share the link to your colleagues and on your social network and let others know that you're enjoying and getting value out of the business of tech. And finally, follow on social on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. All the links are available at mspradio.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.